For those of you who I haven't seen, Happy New Year. Hope your Christmas was great, fruitful, and we all trust in God for a new year filled with God's presence. And as He leads us into greater places of influence, that we can bear fruit and be fruitful wherever we go. Really trusting God for that this year. I was quite amazed when God laid this message on my heart. And my title of my message is Waiting on God. For me, I'm not 100% in this. I have much to learn still, as we all do. But this is something I feel that would be a great challenge, but certainly a benefit as we trust God into our new areas of influence and into a wonderful new year together, trusting God in many things. I want to read from Psalm 41, verse 1 to 5, is most of my message there. So I'd like you to read with me if you have your Bibles. Psalm 40, verse 1 to 5, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and He heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet upon a rock. Wow. This is part of my testimony, very much. Taken out of a slimy pit, set my feet on a rock, and gave me a firm place to stand. The rock, Christ Jesus Himself. Put a new song in my mouth. All the old songs that were so fruitless in the past died out into a new era of worship and praise to my wonderful King. I'm just so excited. Life with Jesus gets greater and stronger and more exciting and more awesome as we get to know our great King and God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you've done, the things you plan for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, there would be too many to declare. Many, Lord, are the wonders you have done and that you are planning for us. I'm excited. I'm not spending this new year thinking about the past. I'm moving on, putting aside what's behind me and pressing into the call of God for new areas. So on waiting on God, first of all today, waiting on God has many benefits. In our modern day culture today, with so much technology, social media and internet devices, we often tend to want and expect instant results and answers to prayers from God. Lord, I prayed. I'm still waiting. A week later, nothing's happened. You've changed nothing. Lord, where are you? What are you saying? What are you doing? We want the technology. We can put things in our microwave and minutes later we have a complete meal. We tend to look at God like this, but God is different. So first, we need to be hopeful in our expectations as we wait patiently on God. When we learn to wait patiently on the Lord, we are not just waiting for Him to respond to our prayers, to do what we've asked Him to do. We're also allowing God to develop character within us while we wait. Waiting on God will always develop patience, perseverance. It could be, and I'll explain as I share some examples on waiting on God from people who waited for the promise of God to come. As we read here, God will incline and hear our prayers. So we need to trust that God has already turned to us. He's already heard our heartfelt prayers, our cries to Him. God has heard that. And no prayer goes unnoticed. No prayer goes before our King where God is not going to intervene and turn to us. Waiting in faith. So when we come to the delays, we understand where the delays That doesn't mean he hasn't heard us. You see, waiting on God, next point, is a learning process. And it's not always easy. I get frustrated. I get passionate. I get zealous. And, oh God, you said. God, you promised. Your word declares. And somehow, time lapses. And we don't see instant results. This is where we've got to be careful. This is where God's building character in us to trust him and persevere. So we need to refrain from trying in our own strength or attempting to help God. I don't know about you, but I've tried to help God along. Lord, I see what you're doing, but I think maybe this way may be better. Or perhaps that area. Or Lord, change this in me. Surely that'll be better. We try and help God only to find ourselves frustrated and broken because we think God is not for us and he's working against us. It's an absolute area that the enemy works on against us. Psalm 27 verse 14 says, be strong and take heart and waiting on the Lord. So we see here waiting takes faith, it takes courage, and it takes endurance. God may not answer us in the time we expect him to, but God's timing is always perfect. Example of God's timing that I found amazing. It was in the life of Abraham and Sarah. You know, we look back in Genesis, we see the life of Abraham and Sarah, and we find that God had come to Abraham. God, and Abraham was saying, Lord, who's going to be my heir? I need a son. And God said to him, you will have a son. God's promise to Abraham was, you will have a son. This promise that Sarah and Abraham would have a son as their heir. So, of course, Abraham and Sarah, it came at a time, remember, that they were elderly people. Comes at a time where we kind of, aren't I a bit old, Lord? Isn't that past, Father? God knows his timing. His timing is perfect, and he will do what he pleases. You see, Abraham and Sarah, like you and I, just the same. They grew impatient and decided that Abraham should have a son through a servant girl instead of Sarah. Sarah said, this is ridiculous. Take Hagar, my servant girl, lie with her, and we'll produce a son. God's just taking too long. They may have thought they were helping God, but this caused so many problems. I know in my life, the problems I have seen and faced are always when I try and help God, when I think, I'm right, and God, this is so long. Look at my prophecies. Look at what you've promised me. If we'd learn to wait on God and allow him to develop that character, we'll find that our blessing of God will be first and foremost a great relationship with Jesus Christ as we are waiting on God. In our waiting time, we may become frustrated with life and keen for God to hurry up and change things. We get tired of waiting, tired of the promises, tired of praying our prophecies, tired of, if I have to hear that word once more, I just don't see it happening. I'm trying my best. We need to let go and wait and serve Jesus and love him, get to know him intimately. That's what God desires. Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Praying for a job, for instance. I can't sit at home, God, give me a job and just, well, God, I've prayed. God said so. He wants me to work. The word of God says so. And do nothing. We need to persevere in God. And part of the waiting is active. Asking. Seeking, checking out where we can go, and knocking on doors of opportunity until God opens the right door for us into. So we learn by praying and seeking God. In Psalm 40, we see here that God will deliver us out of our pits and put a new song in our hearts. You may at this time find that you're in a pit. When we look back and we look at the life of people like Joseph, we find that God delivered him out of his darkness in his pit. God is faithful. Weeping may endure for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. It won't always be this dark. This pit will not always be our place. We can trust God to help us. Let me just put this area in here today to encourage us today. Giving up is not an option. And I'm speaking to myself. How many times we want to throw in the towel and say, look, you know, God, I've done my best. I really have waited. I really have tried. I really am, but nothing. And I don't understand. Sometimes we even doubt that God told us. If I was Abraham and Sarah, I would have thought, gee, Lord, I don't know. We're 99 years old, Lord. Our bodies, look at it. We faced the fact that our bodies were as dead. How can you say that now? How can this promise come? God is faithful past what we can see and understand. Psalm 37 verse 7 says, be still before the Lord, wait patiently for him. Our great opportunity here is waiting on God. It's building that deep relationship with Jesus. In preparation for our answers, worshiping and filling ourselves with the word of God always brings fruitfulness, because we're building a deeper relationship with God. We're drawing closer to him. And as we draw closer to God, our anxiety will go less. Our striving will stop because we're trusting in him and we know he's faithful. The promise of God on waiting comes also from Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. We love this well-known, beautiful scripture that promises us and encourages us to hope in the Lord, to find our strength and purpose in a mighty God. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. First of all, they're going to soar on wings like eagles. I want to soar like wings like eagles. I don't want to be picking in the ground like a chicken does, running around, not knowing where I'm going and just accepting everything that comes along. I want to soar like an eagle. That's the blessing. An eagle is a powerful example of how God uses us. And we can soar above these trials and temptations, soar above the persecutions and the negative things that are thrown daily at us. Rise up and embrace the call of God and be strong and hope in the Lord. Secondly, Jesus says they'll run and not grow weary. I believe run and not grow weary when God says, go ahead, that our encounter with Jesus, as the Holy Spirit leads and guides us, we'll not become weary. There'll not be a striving and a trying and a trying to crank up what we feel should be right. There'll be just a flow of the river of God, the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. We'll walk and not be faint. We can take absolute security in Jesus, that his will for us is to walk with him along the journey that he's called us to do. God will renew our strength. That's a promise we can hold closely to our hearts. When we get tired and weary, disappointment and discouragement come our way. But we can overcome this by allowing God to fill us daily with his presence, waiting on him, trusting him. Life will change. It's not just centered on, that's the promise, striving, I must get better, I must change. We can't change anything, anyone, or anywhere. We can't change our spouses. We can't change what God has called us to do and to be. We flow as he leads. He's our good shepherd, and he leads us. In closing today, many, Lord, are the wonders you've done, the things you planned for us, as we read in Psalm 40. Verse 5. Many, Lord God, are the wonders you've done. Let's celebrate as we start always like to look back and say, God, thank you for what you did last year. Thank you for the greatest blessings. But Lord, thank you for what you are going to do. Many are the wonders and things you have still planned for us to do. Ephesians 3 verse 20 and 21 encourages us. Now unto him who's able to do immeasurably more than all I can ask or imagine, according to the power that's at work within my heart, the word of God produces the faith, the passion. My desire is the fuel for the blessings and to walk strongly in God. So our new year should be celebrated in expectation of more opportunities and the plans God has for us. New year resolutions I find in my life just never have worked. From the 1st of January, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to go there again. I'm not going to attempt this again. The problem I find in my life with those things, in New Year resolutions, is that I try my own strength and it never works out. It just never works out. But when I put my faith in God and wait on God, things change. Wonderful peace of God fills my heart. I'm walking in faith and victory because Jesus has opened up the way for me. It may be a new year, but just remember that we have the same awesome God. Hebrews 13 verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. His promises are for always. His blessing on us, his love for us is unconditional. His forgiveness is for eternity. We know that God has the best plan for us. We know today, and we prophesy and we believe in our hearts, that all things work together for good for those who love him, who've been called according to the purpose of God. I pray for us, and I'm going to pray right now for all of us today. May our new year be a time of waiting on God, seeing fruit produced, victory in Jesus, hopes restored, faith vitalized as we trust in our wonderful, glorious God. If you'd like to pray, let's bow our heads and pray together. Father God, I thank you that you've allowed me to share this wonderful word that you gave me, which has challenged and yet encouraged me. I pray that you'll help me and friends of mine, whoever's online watching, whoever's, Father God, in the word of God, whoever, Father God, is with us today, to take the word of God at the value and, Father, to wait on you, Lord. You are faithful. To trust in you with everything we have, Lord. And to find that this new year, we want to see you glorified and us bearing fruit in every situation. We love you, Jesus. We don't follow all the negative news and the negative things that are happening. We focus on you. We lift our eyes above these things and say, Father, we trust you for change this year. As you use us to glorify you, we submit our lives to you and we surrender. In Jesus' name. Have a wonderful, wonderful new year. May God bless you as you wait on him, walking in his victory. In Jesus' name. Amen.